الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون، والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمسة: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله، وأن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وصوم رمضان، وحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه عبد الله بن عمر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وروى هذا الحديث الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, we've started a series of some lectures in which we have discussed in regards to apostasy and irtidad as one of the biggest fitnas in the ummah. Last week we just started in regards to the concept of digital addiction and the mobile phone. But inshallah we'll continue with that next time inshallah afterwards, because now we are approaching the month of Ramadan. There are some things that we really need to educate ourselves in regards to with the connection of the month of Ramadan. And one thing that majority of the people generally, we give our zakat during the month of Ramadan. A lot of people give their zakat during the month of Ramadan. See, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful, beautiful way of life. Beautiful way of life. But now in order to educate ourselves of this beautiful way of life, we need education. A hadith mentioned by Ibn Majah in Sunan Ibn Majah: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. To attain knowledge is the fard and the obligation upon every individual, be it male, be it female, of the ummah. It's an obligation for everyone. See, if you have wealth, then it becomes an obligation for yourself to attain the knowledge of zakat. If you have enough wealth, maybe even more than that, then if hajj has become compulsory upon you, you will need that. So example, there might be some individuals that are very, very rich, but zakat is never obligatory upon them. There was one great muhaddith that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, multiple places in Sahih Bukhari. His name is Lays ibn Sa'ad al-Fahmi rahimahullah. This was an individual who was very, very rich, very rich. But he did not pay zakat a single year of his life. Why? Because he used to give everything in charity. He used to give everything in charity. So you see, if you look at the khulasa of our sharia, if you look at the gist of our sharia, is two things. If I were to tell you, can you give me the conclusion of our entire deen in one sentence? We'll use a sentence of Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. What did Allama Ibn Taymiyyah say? MashaAllah, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah passed away in 728 Hijri. 728 Hijri. So from the 8th century of Islam, he's an ustad, he's a teacher of Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. So Ibn al-Qayyim is a student, and Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he is a ustad. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, the gist and the khulasa and the conclusion of our entire deen is two things. Imtithalu al-awamir, ijtinabu al-nawahi. You fulfill all the obligations of Allah, number one. Whatever Allah says we do, we have to do. And wajtinabu al-nawahi. Everything Allah Ta'ala says we must avoid. And that is a khulasa of our entire deen. You know, I'm sure a lot of you must have heard of Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. He was a principal of Darul Ulum Deoband for 60 years of his life, approximately 60 years of his life. He was a principal. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, he's a grandson of Allama Qasim Nanotvi Rahimahullah, who was a rector of Darul Ulum Deoband. He was a rector of Darul Ulum Deoband, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. When he traveled back to India, when he came to this country for the last time, and then he was leaving from Heathrow Airport, and the people who went to bid farewell to him, someone asked, mashallah, someone asked for some advice. Okay, can you give us a parting advice? Can you give us some parting advice? What was the parting advice that was given by Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi at Heathrow Airport? If I remember rightly, this is about 44 years ago. He said this around just before 1403. Currently, we are in 1447 Islamic year. So he said this around 1403. Oh, I think that was the year he passed away. So maybe 1-2 years before that. What did he say? Look at his sentence. He said, "Main samajhta hoon is mulk mein jo faraiz aur obligation ko anjam de de haram se bache wo is mulk ka wali hai." That individual who fulfills all the obligations in this country, number one, and number two, avoid all the muharramat and all the haram, then you are a wali in this country. If you can do these two things. So Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is saying, this is the obligation of, this is a khulasa and the gist of our entire deen. You have to do what Allah Ta'ala tells you to do, and you have to avoid what Allah Ta'ala tells you to avoid. For that, what do you need? You need knowledge. For that, you need knowledge. What is the first wahi upon the Messenger of Allah? Iqra. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The Arabs, you name, you tell me what evil and what vice and what sin was not prevalent amongst the people of Arabia in Makkah Mukarrama. You name it. You know, the absolute peak, obviously, alongside Kufr and Shirk, they used to bury their daughters alive. Why? Because we don't benefit from our daughters. Because, you know, why should we feed them when she will go, when she gets married? Okay, she will go and we will not benefit from our daughters. So therefore, we should bury them alive. Why? Because they are a means of ar for us when they grow up. And, you know, we do not want to know, become known as a father-in-law of someone. Despite all the vices amongst the people of Arabia, what was the first wahi that came to the Messenger of Allah? It was not u'budullah. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. It was not worship Allah and don't partner anyone with Allah. The first wahi that came was اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Why? Because education will get rid of all the vices that an individual has. And this is why this is important. Every individual must educate themselves. Now, because we are coming close to the month of Ramadan, the one thing that we all do generally is we calculate our zakat and we pay our zakat in the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, it's good. It's good. Okay, but inshallah, I do not want to go into too deep a masail, but I will highlight to you some of the rulings, the important masail of zakat. I would like to highlight to you, inshallah, right towards the end. Allah Ta'ala created the human being from four elements. We are created from four elements. What are they? You know, they say, Pani, Aag, Matti, Hawa. We are created with an element of water within our bodies. 80% of the blood that we have is what? It's water. So we are created with the element of water, number one. Number two, we have air within ourselves. We have air. When Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and Iblis went past, and the structure of Adam alayhi salam was made by Allah, what did he do? What did Iblis do? So he knocked, you know, he tapped Adam alayhi salam, and he realized there is a hollow voice inside. That means that there is air inside. So therefore, I can put into the human, I can put into him whatever I want. That's where you get the whisperings of shaitan. Min sharril waswasil khannas. So pani, we are created from water, we have the element of air. Number three, we have the element of fire within us. When you get angry, what happens to your body? You become red. You become red-faced. What did the Messenger of Allah say? أَلَمْ تَرَوْا إِلَىٰ إِنْتِفَاقِ أَوْدَاجِهِ. Do you not see the bloating of the veins of an individual? That he becomes red. And shaitan was created from fire. How do you extinguish fire? You do it with water. So the Messenger of Allah says, when you feel angry, what do? You drink water. So we have the element of fire within us as well. So you got pani, you got aag, you got hawa. And number four, you got soil. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. خلقه من تراب. Insan was created from soil. And I'm sure you know, you might say, but no, we were created from the sperm, okay, and the union of the mother and the father. Okay, but where did the sperm come from? It come from the ghiza and the food that you've eaten that is scattered all over the world. You know, the food that you eat, that makes your blood. The food that you're not able to digest, that becomes a waste. The food that you are able to digest, that becomes a blood. The blood becomes a sperm. And the sperm become the means of the sabab and the means of the child coming into the world. So we were also created from soil, as Allah says regards Adam alayhi salatu salam, خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابِ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So we were created from the four elements. That's why Allah gave me and you عِبَادَاتِ أَرْبَعَ. You know, naturally, because we have fire within our bodies, what does fire do? It rises. So we have arrogance, we have pride within ourselves. So in order to kill arrogance, what did Allah give me and you? Allah gave us salat. Allah gave us salat. If you look at the four ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, and hajj. See, they are to combat the four elements within the human body. So we have arg and fire that wants it to rise. Why did Iblis not prostrate before Adam alayhi salam? أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. I am better than Adam. You created him with soil, clay. You created me with fire. And naturally fire rises and matti and soil remains on the ground. I am better than him. So Allah Ta'ala gave me a new salat in order to combat our sense of arrogance and pride. You know, because you put your nose, okay, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you humiliate yourself, you humble yourself. Now in order to combat, inshallah, I'll just move on. I don't want to go into all the detail. But why we were given zakat? See, we were created from soil. What is the quality of soil? It's very greedy. It's greedy. Why is it greedy? It takes everything inside. You give it a dead body, it'll take it inside. You give it a seed, it will take it inside. So man, because he's created from the soil, we are very greedy. So in order to combat the element of greed within a human being, what did Allah give me and you? Allah gave me and you the concept of zakat. Allama ibn Abidin Shami, rahimahullah, who's a great Hanafi jurist. Allama ibn Abidin Shami, rahimahullah, from Sham, mashallah, he says, look at the importance of payment of zakat. You tell me, does Allah Ta'ala combine salat and sawm together in ayat of the Quran? Does Allah combine salat and hajj together in the Quran? No. Allah's combined what? Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. In the Quran, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna salat. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Infaq, spending in the path of Allah, and salat, they are always mentioned together in the Quran, many, many places. How many places? 32 places. Allah says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةُ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the concept of zakat in multiple places in the Quran. Why? It shows you and me the importance of payment of zakat. The hadith that I quoted in the beginning is a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, it's a hadith mentioned in Bukhari in Kitabul Iman, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam, the foundation of Islam is on five pillars. And what are they? One of them, iqam is-salah wa ita is-zakah. Performance of salat and ita is-zakat. To pay your zakat. What does zakat mean? The word zakat in the Arabic language is mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So Allah mentions قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, for your salvation. And look at the beauty of the Quran. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the beginning says قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And you know the word أَفْلَحَ, from there you get the word فَلَّاح. And فَلَّاح means what? Farmer. In the Arabic language, the word فَلَّاح refers to a farmer. Does a farmer sow the seeds one day, and then after a week he wants to reap the reward? You don't. Farmer is the individual who gets his reward when? At the end of the year. And that is if he's lucky. if the harvest is good. If you get rain out of season, or maybe you get too much heat, or maybe you got some locusts that have come and completely destroyed the entire harvest, then you don't even get that. What is Allah telling me and you? You have iman. That does not mean there is no struggle. There will be struggle. You will get the reward, but your reward will be right at the end. At the end of the harvest. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. The world is a plantation for the hereafter. You sow here, you reap there. Al-yawm, yawmul amal. Wala hisab. Wa-ghadan yawmul hisab, wala amal. Today is the day of amal, action. Tomorrow you will get the hisab and the account for it. Tomorrow will be hisab. There is no amal. Once you go into Jannah, it's finished. Okay, ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. It's too late. You know, you have a mindset of the world in the hereafter is just no good. On the day of Qiyamah, a person is going to say, if only I did what I could have done in the world, now he's going to desire, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. A person will think and he will think deep on the day of Qiyamah. If only I had sent forth from the world for my hereafter. But it's too late. In Darul Jaza, now you are thinking of Darul Amal. And in Darul Amal, we are thinking of Darul Jaza. It doesn't work. So, khair, inshallah, I was saying the importance of payment of zakat. What does the word zakat mean? The word zakat has multiple meanings. The word zakat in the Arabic language comes in the meaning of nama. In the Arabic language, you call it numu. What does numu mean? It means growth. You pay your zakat, your wealth will grow. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah salam, is a challenge. It's a tahaddi for the world until the day of Qiyamah. What is the challenge? Ma naqasa malun min sadaqatin. Ma naqasa malun min sadaqah. The wealth that you give in charity, Allah Ta'ala will never ever decrease that money. That money will never decrease. You will always get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will always give you back. So khair, if you look at the riwayat of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, one day, the sahabi says, Sayyidina Ubadah ibn Samit, he says, I went to the Messenger of Allah at the time Rasulullah was in Makkah Mukarrama. He was in Makkah Mukarrama. So Rasulullah alayhi salam, I went to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, there were some people that were on the riverbank. They were on the riverbank. And a wave came and destroyed their entire wealth. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam says, your wealth will only be destroyed. That wealth will be destroyed if zakat was not paid of it. If the zakat is not paid from it or of it, then Allah Ta'ala will destroy your wealth. This is why there's a hadith, if I remember rightly, mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. Imam Abu Dawood, also mentioned by Imam, but Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah is mentioned not in Sunan Abi Dawood, in Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. And others have mentioned it as well. Hassinu amwalakum bizzakah. Protect your wealth by payment of zakat. Wadawu mardakum bisadaqah. Cure your sick by way of charity. Cure your sick by way of charity. If a family member has got, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone. If a family member has got cancer waghaira, okay, just try and give excessive charity. Inshallah, there will come a day Allah Ta'ala will give them, inshallah, cure from such illnesses as well. And you know, a lot of people think, you know, cancer means now I am gone. You know, you believe me, cancer is an amazing rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Maybe Allah Ta'ala is telling you, you got 6 months left, you got 1 month, you got 1 year left. Allah Ta'ala is telling you, you should now be preparing for the hereafter. Those people who are healthy, they become heedless. Those people who become sick and terminally ill, it's an amazing rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because now you will strive to make sure, let me correct everything. So if someone, a family member, has gone through a terminal illness and there's not much time given, mashallah, they've got the time for tawbah, for repentance. They've got the time to do so much that other people become heedless and we do not know. See, this is why Rasulullah says, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min mawtil fuja'ah. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from protection from a sudden death. So here I was saying, what does the word zakat mean? The word zakat means to increase because it will increase your wealth. Number one. Number two, the word zakat means to purify. When you pay your zakat, it will purify the rest of your wealth. The Messenger of Allah was told in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. See, it will. See, you tell me, why don't we read Salat? Or why are we not punctual with Salat? I've had youngsters come to me and say, is it okay if I miss two Jumu'ahs, I'll read the third. Why? Because of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah. Okay, only a munafiq will miss three Jumu'ahs consecutively. So now, mashallah, youngsters know this riwayat. So they'll come and say, is it okay, I missed two Jumu'ahs and I'll read the third. So at least I'm not a munafiq. You know, you ask yourself, why are we asking about missing Salat? It's because of greed. That's why the Quran says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةُ. In order to combat greed that you have, due to which you are missing your Salat, you need to start giving Zakat. So it will purify your wealth. Now, if you look at the Quran, if you look at the hadith of the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, in regards to the warnings that have been meted out in the Quran and in the hadith, in regards to non-payment of Zakat, if you get a chance, please afterwards, look at ayat number 34 and ayat number 35 in Surah At-Tawbah. Ayat number 34, ayat number 35 in Surah At-Tawbah. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفَضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. The people who hoard their wealth, amass their wealth, they gather and mashallah, you know, it's like الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. People just, you know, they are counting and counting and counting and counting. Okay, my wealth should not decrease. Yahsabu, a person feels my wealth is going to remain with me for eternity. One of the ill traits Allah Ta'ala mentions regards the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama in Surah A, wal fajr wa walayalin ashr, is what? وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You love wealth with a passion. Allah is saying you love wealth with a passion. Allah is saying in one ayat of the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. You love what is cash and you are leaving the akhirah. You know, you are getting the dunya at the cost of the akhirah. But khair, inshallah, you know, just to give you the warning, I mean what the Quran is saying, those people who hoard wealth and وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, meaning they don't pay their zakat, فَبَشِّرُهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of a severe torment. What will the torment be? يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَزُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. The wealth will be taken and it will be transformed into plates of gold. And then the face will be branded first, and then the side, and then the back. Why? Why these three limbs of the human body? Because when someone, a poor individual, comes to me and you to ask for money, what do we do? The first thing that happens is that, you know, that bulge on the face. We become very upset. And then we say what we say. See, if you don't want to give, don't give. If you don't want to give, don't give. But don't make a comment. You don't know what that individual may be going through. Today, mashallah, you know what we'll do? We'll give them an earful. MashaAllah, we vomit out of verbal diarrhea, and then MashaAllah, you say, okay, no problem, take £10 in zakat. What good is that? If someone comes to you to ask from you, if you don't want to give, no problem, inshallah, you keep your money with you. Or example, maybe you're not able to give at that time, whatever you do, at least give them a good word. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Al-kalimatu tayyibah is also what? A sadaqah. وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ. You carry, you remove something harmful from the pathway, is a sadaqah and charity for you. Okay, you carry someone's burden, is a charity for you. At least تَكُفَّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That's one thing you can do. At least don't harm the people. You know, and you know, جَرَاحَاتُ السِّنَانِ. جَرَاحَاتُ السِّنَانِ لَهَلْ تِيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانُ. You injure someone with a sword, that person will get healed. But you injure someone with your tongue, it's very, very difficult to heal. So if someone comes to you to ask for zakat or sadaqat, you're not able to give them, don't give them, no problem, just give them dua. Just give them dua a little and make it easy for you. But there's no need to make a comment. Khair, inshallah, I was saying the importance of giving zakat. When this ayat was revealed, 34 and 35 of Surah At-Tawbah, Sayyidina Umar came to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, in his sunan. Sayyidina Umar came and said, Messenger of Allah, does that mean we are not allowed to keep money for a rainy day? Because the Quran is saying, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفَضَّةِ. The people who keep a treasure for themselves. The people who hoard wealth. What did the Messenger of Allah say? When you pay your zakat, your wealth is no longer a kenz. It's no longer hoarding your wealth. But you know what is interesting? What did the Messenger of Allah say? The Messenger of Allah والسلام, said, the reason why your wealth you are allowed to hoard, because otherwise why would a person have to pay zakat? Why would a person have to pay zakat if you were not allowed to keep wealth? Zakat would not have never become obligatory. Why would Islam give us the laws of inheritance if you are not allowed to accumulate wealth? So you are allowed to accumulate wealth. But then you got the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Anyone whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth, and then you don't pay your zakat and your due on your wealth. What did the Messenger of Allah say? مُثِّلَ لَهُ شُجَاعَ أَقْرَى لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانِ يَأْخُذُهُ وَيَلْزِمُ الشِّدْقِيهِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The wealth that we have will be transformed into شُجَاعًا أَقْرَى لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانِ. The Messenger of Allah mentions three qualities of the snake. So the wealth will be transformed into a snake. Snake. What snake? Shuja'an. What is Shuja'an? Shuja'an means a male snake, which is more dangerous compared to the female. Number one. Some people say the word Shuja'an means, you know, you must have seen the snakes that stand on their tail. That stand on their tail. And then they attack. Such a snake is called a Shuja'an. And then you got Aqra. Aqra means it's got no hair. It's bald. Why? Because of the excess poisoning in the body of that snake. So it'll be a very, very excessive poisonous snake. Lahu zabibatan. It's got two black dots. It's got two black dots. Some people have explained the word as, you know, it's got black dots that are an indication towards, again, excessive poisoning. Some say zabibatan means that they've got bags attached with them of poison that they will release upon such an individual who does not pay his zakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save God as all. But this is one of our obligations of our sharia. Inshallah, I've just got 2 minutes left. You know, when it comes to your zakat, you need to educate yourself in regards to the masail of zakat. If you have in today's value 612.36 grams of silver, and you've had the money for 1 year. So example, you Islamically, you became rich last year on the 1st of Ramadan. On the 1st of Ramadan. Your year will elapse and finish on the 30th of Sha'ban. Or the 29th of Sha'ban, your year is finished. Now you may make a calculation how much money you have. And on the entire money you have, you are allowed to deduct the expenses of one further month. Because bills will be due. So example, let's say your expenses for 1 month are £500. You are allowed to deduct that. And then see how much money you have left. And you have to pay 2.5% of that. This is the beauty of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. Because of the barakah of the Messenger of Allah, we're not paying 25% in zakat. We're paying 2.5. Banu Israel, the Israelites, had to pay 25%. They had to give a quarter of their wealth. We are only giving 2.5%. Another masala, inshallah, is in regards to the wealth of a wife and a husband. Wife has to pay her zakat. The husband has to pay his zakat. The obligation of the wife's zakat does not come on the head of the husband. If a lady has her own gold, this is very, very important. If a lady has gold, she has to pay her zakat herself unless willingly the husband is willing to pay the zakat on behalf of the wife, then it's something else. Now, when it comes to gold, this is very, very important. One is the type of gold that a lady gets from her parents. That belongs to her. That belongs to her, no doubt. Husband has absolutely no access to that gold. Then you got the gold that was given by the husband on the day of the wedding. Or example, the husband's family gave gold. You want to make sure you clarify who that gold belongs to. Who does that gold belong to? You know, mashallah, you know what happens when divorces happen? They say, no, the gold was mine. And the other person says, no, the gold was mine. How do you determine that? See who's been paying the zakat all these years. see who's been paying the zakat for all these years. And then there are many, many other masail. Please, you need to educate ourselves. I need to educate myself, because if it's an obligation, then it becomes compulsory to educate ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. In regards to individual masail, in regards to zakat, inshallah, you can approach the ulama, the people of knowledge, you can go to them, and inshallah, you can ask them in regards to your... inshallah, in regards to women's jewelry, waghera, inshallah, we'll mention next time, inshallah. But please do educate ourselves with the masail of zakat. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. I'm really sorry, I continued till 12:20 because Zawal is 12:19. So you might be looking at your watch, he's just not stopping. There's no point stopping, why? Because we can't. So inshallah, the time is 12:19.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just the two announcements, inshallah. This coming Sunday, inshallah, after Maghrib, we will have a lecture, inshallah, in regards to preparing for Ramadan. So if anyone has any questions as well in regards to fasting, and inshallah, please do come, bring the children, inshallah, bring the women as well. So this coming Sunday, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah, there will be a speech in regards to preparation for Ramadan. Just for this Sunday only, Isha Salat will be at 6:45. So there will be the lecture, inshallah, we will go till Isha, and thereafter, straight after, there will be Isha Salat. So Isha for this Sunday only will be 6:45, inshallah. And the second announcement is in regards to Brother Nuruddin. They are running a campaign in regards to giving food packs in the month of Ramadan. So $38, inshallah, which is approximately £28, will get a family food packs for the month of Ramadan that will last them approximately 10 days. So you are looking at £2.80 for one day for a family in Gaza, inshallah, that will give them absolute basic food pack for iftar. And mashallah, a good iftar pack for the day, for a family, will be approximately $28. That is about £18.50, inshallah. So, Brother Nuruddin, inshallah, he will be collecting. It's online. It will not be physical collection outside. It will be, inshallah, he's collecting online. So you'll have the bank details. So, inshallah, you can please donate there. You can give your zakat as well. You can give your zakat. You can give your sadaqat. I was speaking to a doctor who is currently there in Gaza, and he was saying they have absolutely nothing there. You know how they were received? They go into Gaza in a bus that belonged to the UN. They were transported into Gaza and say, how were we welcomed? Bombs all around us. And this is the first time I've ever experienced firsthand in Gaza or anywhere in the world. He's a doctor. He says, I was so scared. I did not know I'm going to live. I did not know if I would live. I don't know how. And then he says, in that bombing, one young child, a five-year-old child, he had shrapnel in his spine. So they told him, if he does recover, he's going to be disabled for life. He says, after 2 days, I went to visit him, and he had been martyred. He had passed away. This is what the people are experiencing there. You know, the money is absolutely nothing. Al-mal zillun za'il. It's a shade. Today you have it, tomorrow it's gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, to spend wholeheartedly in this cause, inshallah. Well,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام اتقوا الله حق التقوى واعلموا أن من أعظم ما أمر الله به بعد الصلاة فريضة الزكاة قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة والزكاة ليست مجرد صدقة بل هي حق مفروض في المال سبب لتطهير النفس والمال ووسيلة لسد حاجة الفقراء والمحتاجين كما قال سبحانه وتعالى خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها أيها الأحبة من يمنع الزكاة فقد ارتكب معصية عظيمة قد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقص مال من صدقة فالصدقة ليست خسارة بل بركة ورفع درجة ومفتاح لرضا الله سبحانه وتعالى فاتقوا الله عباد الله وأدوا زكاة أموالكم بما يرضى الله سبحانه وتعالى وتذكروا أن المال مال الله وأنتم مستخلفون فيه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أيها الإخوة الكرام اتقوا الله تعالى واعلموا أن الزكاة سبب الاستقراء الاجتماعي والتكافل بين المسلمين فهي ترفع الظلم عن الفقراء والمحتاجين وتزرع الرحمة بين الناس وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمسة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله فالزكاة لا ترفع المال فحسب بل ترفع الروح وتسمو بها النفس فمن أراد بركة في ماله ورضا الله في قلبه وسعة في رزقه فليؤدي زكاته كما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى مطمئنا أن الله يجازي المحسنين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وأن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم كن لهم اللهم كن لهم ولا تكن عليهم اللهم احفظ دماءهم اللهم اشف جرحاهم اللهم فرج عنهم كربهم اللهم فك حصارهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في السودان اللهم ارفع عنهم الفتن ودفع عنهم البلاء واجمع كلمتهم على الحق واحفظ دماء المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين ووفقنا لطاعتك واجعلنا سببا في إغاثة الملهوفين ووفقنا لأداء فرائضك خاصة الزكاة يا رب العالمين أيها الأحبة تذكروا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Brothers who are coming late, please try and accommodate for them, inshallah. Your phones on silent, brothers. Your garments above the ankles, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه اللهم انت سلام ومنك سلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا إيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, a kind request, inshallah, please, those brothers who are leaving, if you can please leave silently, inshallah, just keep in consideration the brothers and sisters who are reading salah.